Catholic Hope has a very selective memory. He's out one day of the week actually welcoming money that's been allocated by this government, actually essentially pretending that he's a member of this government. And the next day he's out then, when it suits him, taking a completely different approach. I mean, under the Fianna Fáil government, 13 post offices were closed in Donegal, and indeed 629 post offices were closed nationwide between 2002 and 2007 under a Fianna Fáil-led government. So, I don't think his argument stands up. Of course, everybody in Donegal is worried about their local post office. Of course, we want to keep as many post offices open as we can. But this is not a government decision. This is a decision where postmasters and postmistresses, in conjunction with the union and post, have reached a decision. However, that's not the end of the matter. There's a full protocol to go through in relation to this. It is, we all know, very, very difficult for post offices to retain their status because of the amount of email and because of the amount of other things that are being done electronically now, and we have to try and keep as many of them open as possible.
We know that Churchill closes a week tomorrow. We know that Ballymagan and Quigley's Point are expected to close very quickly after that. That's three of the 13 we know will close. Do you believe there is something that can happen at government levels to save at least some of those 10?
Well, I hope something can be changed, because government have decided to try and strengthen the post office system by putting 50 million in. There's going to go 50 million of an investment into that sector now to try and retain as many as we can. The Minister McHugh has been delivering to Donegal on a daily basis and is working hard with the relevant department to do as much as is physically possible to try and keep as many of these post offices open as he can.
But the counter-argument is that people were actively encouraged by a minister in a Fine Gael-led government to transfer their social welfare payments to bank accounts.
I would like to see everything being done by government that would strengthen the post office system and have as many payments made from there as possible. But people have that, not all people are able to get to their post office every week to get that money, and if they are set up to electronically receive it, then it is their right to opt for that, and government cannot prevent that. However, I think if there are a lot of there's a lot of push being made by Minister McHugh in relation to this issue, and he will continue to do so to ensure that as many post offices in Donegal are kept open as possible.